Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, Jeffrey, I woke up this morning. First time in 4 years. I looked at the ceiling and I said, oh, hallelujah, I got my country back. And I want to give a shout out to all 168 countries that we're going into and all our troops who listens every week to the Mouthing Off Nation. Salute. We got our country back, and it's a damn proud day to be an American, Jeffrey.
Armed Forces Network, shout out. We love you guys and gals for what you do. What a week it has been. The college football championship, NFL playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Major League Baseball won't go away, even though it's about to start again. Unbelievable. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about the WWE. It's going to be a fun show.
It's going to be a great show, just like us. We just get greater every damn day we're living. And you know something? It's so proud to be an American. You know, we need to do us a tour, an international tour, as well as a U.S. bases around here, and do a proud to be an American tour.
I'm in.
And between you and me, hell, we got enough superstar friends that we can have a convoy, as they used to say.
Sign me up, Eddie. And if Lee Greenwood comes, I'm duetting. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I can't wait to do it.
Lee's a good dude, man. We'll probably, you know, I'd like to get old Chris Stapleton. We need to get old Chris on board.
I'll bring him on. I would love to hang out and I would sit there and listen to Chris Stapleton play the entire time. And then you'd be like, hey, what are we going to do? Why are we going to bother doing anything? Chris Stapleton's playing.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to follow that, Jeff. I'm not wrestling or anything. I'm not doing anything like that.
So. Does it get much more American than that, Eddie? I mean, that's really all we need.
America needs a shot of courage like they just got. And we'll give another shot of courage with the Proud to Be an American tour. Not bad, huh?
Not at all. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Count on Lowe's to lend a hand to prepare, recover, and rebuild during the wildfires. We're part of your neighborhood and want to make sure you have the supplies you need when you need them. Every day, we're here and always ready to help you, your family, and your home. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to get emergency supplies now and learn about relief efforts in your area.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, I tell you what. Can you imagine the Chicago Bears have finally got a real coach?
They hired Ben Johnson after the Detroit Lions lost, which was a huge surprise for me because I thought for sure that they were going to go with Cliff Kingsbury. Obviously, they are not going in that direction. I don't know if they were just so excited to get it done that they didn't want to wait. Now that Cliff Kingsbury's got to work another week at least for the Washington Commanders. But Ben Johnson, he's going to, I have a feeling, he will eventually be a great head coach, I hope, right out of the bat for the Bears' sake. But this may be one of those, you hire a coordinator for his first head coaching job, and he's got to learn a lot before he can be a legitimate head coach. And unfortunately, it seems that one of those things that you have to learn is to not be a good head coach your first job.
Well, you got to delegate. And what you do is you bring in another, a former head coach of somewhere that's really good, that you kind of rely on, and he needs to be the OC, the offensive coordinator for the Bears, where he can take that Caleb Williams and mold him and mold that whole offense to move that ball down the field like he did with the Lions. And if Caleb listens to him, he's going to be a great, great quarterback.
You said reliable, and if you want to talk about reliable, I've got something for you. Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style, and I'll add, reliable.
Without a doubt. That's how come... You know, I give a shout out to Lenny all the time because he got your happy ass from wearing those stupid looking bathrobes, thinking you're with the banana crab family in New York, where you're great, you know, Odark 30 boots. I mean, what are you doing, Jeffrey? I mean,
if you look at the history,
neighborhood, for God's sake,
if you look at the history of my relationship with Lenny and Odark 30, I went from wearing short jean shorts with my boots and you finally talked me out of that. Then I'm waking up in the morning and I'm putting on my robe after my morning shower, and I put on my boots and I'm like, this is nice. So I'm wearing a robe with the boots all over the house. I did put on clothes when I left the house, but whenever I was around the house, I was wearing that. And you've got me past that, and now I'm wearing them with jeans and a No Dark 30 t-shirt and a No Dark 30 hat. I've got the look. I feel like this is the look I'm going with. My wife is afraid that I'm going to go get full sleeve tattoos and I'm going to start taking testosterone pills and working out all the time. But I can assure her that that's not the case. I use my brain, not my muscles. So she's safe there.
You know what? I had to all the listeners out there, I had to break him of wearing those short shorts. And that started when he went out to see Darren Peck out there in San Francisco. And he came back from San Francisco with those short shorts. And I had to break him of that. And thank God for Lenny DePaul. Lenny helped me break you of that god-awful look. Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Speaking of broken, the Colts are hiring former Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo for their new head coach.
Say that again.
While I'm reading it from how it's written on the paper, you pronounce it for me.
No, I mean, the pronunciation is right. So you're telling me the Colts finally hired somebody that makes sense?
Yes. Lou Anarumo. I don't know a ton about him. I do know, however, the Bengals.
He's a great defensive coordinator.
That seems to be the way to go, is to hire a defensive coordinator to be your head coach, because the last thing you want is the guy who's your head coach paying attention to the offense. If he's focused on the defense, you bring in a good offensive coordinator who runs the offense, and your head coach isn't mired in all of the things that go in. Don't get me wrong. I know that running a defense is very difficult.
Over half of the damn head coaches in football then.
What about the winning ones?
Offensive coordinators.
What about the winning ones?
Offensive coordinators.
I don't know, man. Who's the best coach of all time?
A defensive coordinator.
Amen, brother. So get rid of your offensive coordinators and bring in a defensive coordinator. Well, we'll see what happens. I think that's a great hire for the Colts regardless, because I do believe very strongly in that philosophy.
Stability he'll bring.
Yeah, for some reason, if your coach is more in tune with the defense, which is a very important part of a football team that gets overlooked a lot, because of course your quarterback and your running back and your wide receivers are going to be the big stars. And if you have a guy, if you're running a guy out there every week like Patrick Mahomes, of course the guy that's his offensive coordinator is going to get a lot of press because he's running out Patrick Mahomes all the time. Well, behind him is a guy that is getting Patrick Mahomes the ball enough to score those touchdowns, and that's the defensive coordinator. So good luck to the Indianapolis Colts, a team that I would like to see winning again. I feel like they got kind of the shaft, although they put themselves in the position.
Well, they just got to get a real quarterback and get rid of that sissy that played at the University of Florida.
Well,
favorite college.
Quarterbacks are hard. No, it's not. That's my least favorite college outside of one that we will speak of later, although I'm going to be very congratulatory about. That was a hard word for me to say. Let me say it again, because I pride myself on my diction. Congratulatory of that school very soon. And
hey, not bad for a white guy. I'm telling you, Jeffrey.
Not at all.
You know what? I'm really surprised up. And I believe this wholeheartedly, is that Jerry Jones is throwing smoke and mirrors up and not baiting anybody, because he wants Kingsbury. That's the guy he really wants.
I don't believe that. I think that's a really good philosophy. If it were up to me, that's who I would hire. But Bill Belichick still has not.
That's who should have went to the Bears.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, although that goes against what I believe. But here's the thing. I think Bill Belichick still has not signed his University of North Carolina contract. He's going to go to the NFL. Everybody was so stunned when he said he was going to the University of North Carolina. And I knew right away, this is going to be some kind of, you said smoke and mirrors. This is smoke and mirrors.
Or swerve. I call it a swerve. They swerved them.
Yeah. The University of North Carolina, if they seriously believed that Bill Belichick was going to be their head coach, then they need to have their heads checked, because there was no way. Wherever Kingsbury goes, though, I think he's going to do a fine job. He wasn't a terrible coach in Arizona. And
well, that's the last time Arizona made the playoffs, was when he was head coach.
Yeah, and I don't really think he was the problem, as the Arizona Cardinals have proven since he's been gone. They haven't done any better than when he was there, and he's still in the playoffs because the Washington Commanders, under head coach Dan Quinn, who's getting his second run at head coaching, took out the number one seed in the NFL and the Detroit Lions in an incredible victory. Jaden Daniels is looking like the real deal. Although I will say this, Washington's defense is incredible as well.
Well, I tell you what, my hats is off to Kingsbury, the way he designed that offense that makes Jaden Daniels go. I mean, he does all the plays that highlight Jaden Daniels' talent. That's the way you're supposed to do. Don't have him try to learn something he can't do. That's what they always try to do in the NFL. Get these guys in there, and we got to do certain things. No, you don't have to do anything. You want to win the damn game, let the guy do what he does best. And you design those plays around that, and you won't have a problem. And you see Washington's kicking butt, man, and taking names. Offense, defense, whole ball of wax. I mean, they're really good. You better, you know, I'm not going to make a prediction because I don't want to bet against the Eagles at home. But it could happen where you got a rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl.
I was saying it all week, being a Commanders fan, that I would have much rather faced the Philadelphia Eagles in the conference final than the Rams. I believe the Rams are a better team, although they didn't show it on Sunday. But the fact of the matter is that Washington team is on a mission. And what a game that Detroit Washington game was. It was 31-21 at half.
Right.
It was incredible. The offenses slowed down a bit in the second half, but that first half, if you were into offense, man, did they deliver on offense in that first half of that game. Patrick Mahomes, of course, is moving on. I am tired of the Kansas City Chiefs. There are so many things about them. Patrick Mahomes, I like him as a quarterback. I think he's a great quarterback, but the way he has learned to game.
Yeah, everybody hates a winner.
No.
You know, that's how come people hate me, because I win all the damn time. And, you know, I look at it like this. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to three-peat, and then they can get beat. It don't matter. But this year, I don't believe the Buffalo Bills are going to beat them. And Josh Allen is truly the MVP of the National Football League.
I wasn't done there, Eddie. Patrick Mahomes has figured out how to flop around. I was talking about it earlier this year, how they were playing San Francisco, and he's acting like he's going to run out of bounds, so the defenders back off because you're not allowed to touch them if they get anywhere near out of bounds. And he runs for 10 or 15 more yards after that. He was doing it all game in this game. There were two horrific calls made where it was a roughing the passer. One of them, it was two defenders that ran even into each other. They didn't even touch Patrick Mahomes. And those penalties really, really, outside of some weird decisions, like D'Amico Ryan tried to kick a 55-yard field goal rather than go for it.
That kicker is not a gamer. He's not a prime time player. Kansas City Chiefs got a prime time kicker, brother. I can tell you that. And he went out had surgery and came back. He can still out kick them all.
I'll end it on this. If you aren't a 12-year-old girl or a Chiefs fan and don't hate Travis Kelce, there's something wrong with you. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off.
Oh, man, I love Travis.
All over the world.
Mr. Taylor Swift. He is my guy.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, you know, I was thinking, everybody's saying, oh, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, who's the MVP? What if I just say, you know something, maybe neither one of you the damn MVP. You know who that everybody forgets? Is Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
The running back with the Eagles.
Was unbelievable in that game.
Oh, man.
It was basically a who can get the bigger home run play between Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley in that game. And Barkley wins 78-yard run to win that game. Unbelievable stuff from the Philadelphia Eagles. Unfortunately for them, Jalen Hurts was hobbled for the second half of that game, and it looks like it's a knee injury that could affect him going into this coming week with the Washington Commanders.
Well, I can tell you what. You better get some juice shot in that knee and get your butt moving, because I can tell you what, those Commanders are coming after you, and they will hurt you. I mean, they come for bear. They got a great defense in Washington because of Quinn. I mean, look at Quinn. He's a defensive guru. And now, when I look at the Commanders and the way Daniels is playing, lights out, if the Eagles don't put a guy on him to watch him every single play, I'm not saying every other play, every single play to make sure his legs don't beat you, make him beat you with his arm. Now, he can do that. He can beat you with his arm. But he can't get those runs for a first down. That's why you got to stop. If you're going to beat him, you better stop Jaden Daniels.
Here's the problem with Jaden Daniels, though, is that he runs through his progressions before, and if it's not a designed run, he runs through his progressions before he runs. So you have to cover him and the receivers and the tight end and the running back, because that kid can throw the ball on a rope. He's very accurate. He's going to be a problem if he stays healthy. These running quarterbacks, it's always scary that are they going to have their ACL torn on one of these runs? Are they going to not slide? Is anything going to happen? So if he stays healthy, he's going to be a problem for this league for a long time coming, because he is a smart, very cool-headed quarterback that's very fun to watch. They're talking about he's the best rookie quarterback of all time. Never has a quarterback.
Oh, I don't know about that. I can tell you one thing. He can see the field like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a neon sign. When he goes back, he does his checks. He sees everything. That's why I'm saying that Kingsbury as a coach has done a wonderful job in Washington, because he's taken all of his great attributes of showing everybody that he's a great quarterback. He just, because he's a rookie doesn't mean he's good or great. He's shown you that he's great. He's good under pressure. He's good on the everything game you want to put this kid in, he excels. And I'm proud of him. Gosh, I mean, we need 100 more of them, you know? I mean, my God.
Yeah, he has looked really good. And, you know, we hope for no sophomore slump coming off of this. He could be the first rookie quarterback to ever make it to the Super Bowl if they're able to get past the Eagles, which is going to be a tough road to hoe. But
playing in Philly.
Yeah,
oh, that's,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, if you're not getting batteries or snowballs thrown at you, you're lucky there. So
I mean, you know, it's really sad when they boot Santa Claus in Philly. So,
but they do.
You know what you better get.
So the last game on here is the Ravens and the Bills. This is the one thing I took away from this game is that I cannot stand these quarterback rules where they are giving these guys basically, hey, nobody can touch you. Slide and you're good when you make your 5 or 6 yard runs. We're going to make sure that you don't get hit ever. And Tony Romo literally said when Lamar Jackson got hit going out of bounds, oh no, you can't do that. Lamar's too precious to tackle on his way out of bounds.
So, yeah, Tony Romo. Yeah, dude. Homo the Romo. Let me tell you that bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in Cowboy history.
It's funny,
and still
though.
Still is, and got all that damn money, and he can win crowd. It's the same thing that they got right now with number 4 behind the center.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's half of Romo's number.
On the other side of that ball was Josh Allen, who runs like Derrick Henry. Hit him all you want.
Yep.
He ran for 2 TDs in the first half. Unbelievable. He is a solid quarterback, and he's not too precious. He doesn't slide often. He lays down his shoulder.
Well, he's big enough
and
to run
you.
Over you.
That's
he
what I'm
care.
Saying. Yeah.
He'll just run over you.
He's fun to watch because he's not taking advantage of all of these rules. I hate them. I really believe that the concussions haven't gone away. They've stopped nothing with not allowing you to hit
the
quarterback.
Well, that's never going to happen. As long as you have contact sports, you're going to have that problem.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
So basically they've made these rules where these quarterbacks never get hit. You're not allowed to do anything. They're running more than ever, which is absolutely insane that you can't hit them.
But you're not supposed to touch them.
Yes. And the reality of it is that it's not fun to watch. I don't like it. I don't like the sliding 5 yards before.
Well, you know, you got those pansy asses woke some guns up there in New York.
Yeah,
that pretty soon they want every quarterback to have a little flag hanging out of his pants where you just pull it out and you don't touch him. You know, if you can't get hit, don't play football.
Yes.
That's the way it is. I mean, if you can't take it, don't play the game.
And if you're a quarterback and you don't want to get hit, stay in the pocket. Stay in the pocket. Stay behind your linemen and throw the ball. There shouldn't be these designed quarterback runs constantly. I mean, it is not exciting football at all whatsoever. It's bad in my opinion, but it is what it is.
Well, they've stupid. They've let me tell you, they made the quarterback position so stupid now.
Yeah,
they've just downsized it so simple that any moron can be a quarterback in the NFL. You just got to be able to pick up a blitz, and that's sad.
Yeah,
because they used to go on cadence, not clapping your damn hands. You know, what jackass came up with clapping your hands instead of a cadence? You know, hut, 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 hut. That made football great, you know? And I mean, they taking everything away that makes football great. All these woke some bitches on Park Avenue up there in New York City. That's what I'm telling you.
This game, as advertised, though, was the best game of the weekend. It came down to the last
really
minute
good.
And a half. Unfortunately for Mark Andrews, a great tight end. He misses a pass that was basically into his chest, although he was kind of diving for it. Hits him in the chest and the hands. He drops it with 90 seconds left and they lose. He's catching a lot of flack, undeserved. He's not a nimble little 6'1 wide receiver running out there. He's a big tight end. He can block. He can catch balls. He's proven it. But catching a pass on with coverage that tight that it just it wasn't for him, and he missed that ball. They lose 21-19, and the rest is history.
Yeah,
now
he fumbled earlier. I mean, he just had a bad game.
He did,
and you know what is that guy with a it dropped that ball in the end zone. I saw the video on that with the Cowboys, Jackie somebody. But anyway, he was a tight end.
Yeah,
he's wearing I think number 80 something. And he dropped it in the during the Super Bowl. They could have won the game, but they didn't.
That happens.
Typical Cowboys.
that happens. You know, you catch 90% of the balls that are thrown to you, and 1% of the 10% you drop matter. And that one mattered, and Mark Andrews unfortunately dropped it. So we got the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. The
Who
Eagles.
You like?
I never bet against Patrick Mahomes, although I want to so much. I really, really hope this is Buffalo's year. But if you're asking me what I'm putting money on Kansas City. You?
Well, I can tell you that Dave with Barstool Sports, you know, he just made $1 million off of that Bitcoin thing with Trump.
Yep.
And he's going to take that $1 million he just made, and he's putting it on the Buffalo Bills against the Chiefs.
Well, I hope he wins.
So I don't know
bet.
If he's taking the points or what it is, but
yeah. Well, Dave Portnoy can afford to throw away $1 million in Bitcoin. I can't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's going to do because the Chiefs are going to beat him. I mean, he may win the spread. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what the spread is yet.
The other game is the Commanders and the Eagles. Who are you taking in that one?
Against my better judgment, I'm going to take, and I hate their name. I'm going to go with Melanie's team, the Washington Commanders, to beat the Eagles in Philly. And they're going to have their first rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Well, I pride myself in never being a homer and never, ever making calls on the teams that I like. But I'm doing it this time. I'm taking the Washington Commanders because I want them to win. It's been so fun. A team that if you told anybody in the beginning of this season that they'd be playing in the NFC Championship, they would have laughed at you. If you told them that Jaden Daniels was going to completely turn that team around, and I'm not taking anything away from the additions of Marshawn Lattimore, who's made a huge difference on that defense, and Bobby Wagner, who probably has made an even bigger difference on that defense. But it's the Jaden Daniels show, and I'm all for it. I'm taking the Washington Commanders as well.
Well, you know something, Jeff? My buddy Kevin up in Nashville, who runs the brewery up there, I guarantee you he's just jumping up and down when he heard you say Washington Commanders. Because as soon as you picked them, I said, oh, I just lost that game. And so anyway... The Eagles going to probably beat the Commanders. Yeah.
Well, I'll
I was
say
hoping
this.
You would have said the Eagles because I would really know that Washington would win.
I'll say this. You may be right, but I will tell you we're going to talk about the college football playoff next. And one of us was right and one of us was wrong. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The world famous Ohio State Buckeyes. What did they just do?
They actually, I know the score doesn't reflect it as much as it should have. This game ended much differently than it looked like it was going to be. 34-23. They beat the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the national championship game, but this game wasn't that close.
No, they put a beat down on those touchdown Jesus boys. I mean, just slapped them around like a bad habit.
Yeah, Notre Dame's defense did not step up in time to make that. The Notre Dame could have won that game if their defense would have played in the first half like they played in the second half. But Notre Dame drove that ball up the field, their first drive, and Leonard basically put that entire team, every Notre Dame fan, on his shoulders and drove them literally on his feet down the field, came up with third down sneaks, fourth down sneaks. And I'm not talking about like running to the side and getting the yardage. I'm talking about putting his head down and barreling into an entire defensive line to get a few yards to keep that drive going. And on the touchdown, did it again and got completely, everybody landed on him and the football hit him in the stomach. And you could tell that he was hurting after that first drive. And within minutes, the ball was given right back to him. Ohio State ran down and answered that score. I feel bad for
way too much time to talk about a bunch of losers in Notre Dame. Let me tell you, Ohio State, congratulations, Ryan Day. They crucified you for losing to Michigan. Now he won the first national championship for Ohio State since 2014. That's a long dry spell. And they won. This is the longest ever playoff in the history of college football.
Yeah, it looked like they were absolutely going to curb stomp Notre Dame. I mean, they scored three times, the half ends, and they got the ball back. So this game could have been an absolute blowout. But Notre Dame's defense started playing in that second half, and the offense finally caught up with them in the fourth quarter and made this interesting. But it really got fun.
You know, we've seen it too much, Jeff, during all these college playoffs. You can't go to sleep with some of these teams that are that good.
Absolutely not.
And when you go to sleep with Ohio State and let them run up 30 points on you, it's not like you're going to make a big comeback. The only reason I think that is that they made any kind of comeback was that they took the gas off Ohio State instead of just browbeating them to death. You know what I mean? I think he started putting other people into play and, you know, getting ready for next year, in other words, because they just won a national championship. And, you know, Ryan Day, Stephen A. and all them guys try to run him out of town and you know, that woke crap. And, you know, I like Stephen A. He's a friend of ours. But sometimes he just needs to shut up.
Well,
hey, just because Ryan Day proved that he's one hell of a head coach.
He definitely got these guys behind him. It was unbelievable how much they rallied behind that guy. And he's over the top. I mean, it feels sometimes like he's out there making the plays, the amount of celebrating he does. So I'm glad for Ryan Day. You're right. He caught a lot of flack for losing to Michigan and he came back and proved a point. And it was exciting to watch. I can't stand Ohio State, but they put on a show that I really enjoyed watching. So,
but you know,
kudos
they earned
to them.
It.
Absolutely.
They actually You know, no one can ever say that 2025 National Champion Ohio State Buckeyes didn't earn it.
No, absolutely.
They played the most games of anybody in a college playoff and in a year in college football, and they beat every tough team that they won against. And they won some tough teams, man. Ohio State didn't have it made. And you know, Notre Dame, my hats are off to them. But they're not Ohio State. Ohio State earned it.
Yes, it was. Both of those quarterbacks looked very good. It did seem like Leonard got beat up a little too much. And that Notre Dame offense thrives on slowly taking the ball down the field and then stopping you and then slowly taking. The first drive was 9 minutes and the defense not stopping.
You know
stopping
that Will Howard. Oh, you're talking about Will Howard. He proved to all the NFL guys and you know, scouts that he's going to be a good NFL QB. He really is.
If you ask me of those two guys, which one am I taking? I'm taking Leonard all day long. He's steady in the pocket. He goes through his reads well. He's calm. I like him as a quarterback, but
whoever gets both, it doesn't matter. Either one of them, they're going to be winners wherever they go.
I agree. Will Howard, I think it will be a decent quarterback in the NFL. The beauty of this is that it all remains to be seen because you never know with these guys. There's probably some kid that played for Eastern Appalachian State College that will be the next MVP of the NFL when it comes to quarterbacks. That's what's awesome about the NFL is that these guys come out of nowhere and become stars. I mean, Patrick Mahomes didn't go to a big school, and now he's the talk of the town when it comes to the NFL, and that's the cool thing about it. Hey, listen, odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go check out odark30.com. Let's jump into baseball, Eddie.
Let's go, man. What about those Dodgers? Is that Japan? Favorite place?
Is it for sure? They're going after that market, and it has worked for them. They definitely have a huge Japanese fan base, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the fact of the matter is, the new collective bargaining agreement comes up soon. There will be a salary cap and salary floor. They're going to do something about the deferred payments because what the Dodgers are doing right now should not be done. They're taking advantage. And also, by the way, there needs to be a competitive balance when it comes to the TV contracts because they have one of the largest TV contracts they're making. So they're going to be paying out $350 million in the range of this coming season in salary, and that's what their TV contract is. So basically, their TV contract pays their salary, and if every team followed that, there would be teams with $50 million salaries.
Well, I can tell you one thing. George Steinbrenner started all this. When he signed a big contract with the New York Yankees with Madison Square Garden Cable, MSG.
Yeah.
$550 million was his first contract. No wonder he's buying players. He's buying it with their money. And, well, you know, won him a bunch of world championships with him, I'm telling you.
Basically, right now, with the addition of Roki Sasaki, the Dodgers have 8 starting pitchers. 4 of them are aces. Their bullpen now, I feel like they have 5 closers that have all been... They could basically field 2 teams in Los Angeles. They could send half of their squad to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and they would also win because they are stacked. They got the best closer on the market also free agent-wise. They're moving in on signing another closer as a free agent. I don't know who's going to close. I don't know who's going to set up. They've got too many. I'm hoping this whole thing blows up in their face because it's unfair to teams like Milwaukee and Arizona and all of these teams that have decent teams that they've built more through building a team than going out and getting free agents to watch every all-star from every team go and play for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, you know, the haves and the have-nots. That's the way the world is that way. And so, you know, you got the Yankees, you got the Dodgers, and that's just the way it is. And if you can't step it up, I don't really care. All these guys, they got plenty of money. All these owners have – I don't feel sorry for a damn owner in the history of baseball except one, Charlie Finley. And he's the guy who really got screwed.
Yeah, I disagree. I agree that they should be able to do this all they want. That's how capitalism works. But it doesn't mean that those fans of those other teams are going to stick around. If you reel off 10 Dodgers World Series in a row, other teams' fans are not going to keep showing up for the games. They're not going to watch baseball anymore. You're going to drive it into the ground. Nobody's going to care. Every team should have a chance to win a Super Bowl. I jumped over to the NFL. A World Series every year, or the fans will not respond.
You know, I heard a rumor about Alex Bregman.
Yep.
Going to the Boston Red Sox.
I've heard that rumor as well.
You know, something makes sense. Him and the Green Monster could be best friends. I mean, a short porch, and he's the guy that can jack it. I mean, he would be good for Boston.
Absolutely. It's incredible that Alex Bregman is still available as a third baseman on the market. There were a lot of thoughts that the Nationals, who were in need of a third baseman and didn't have anybody coming up the pipeline, would go that direction. They went low instead. And L-O-W-E, low instead. The Red Sox just don't spend money anymore, Eddie, so I don't see him going there. But you know,
the Mets could sign him and then bump Mark Vientos over to first base.
That's actually something that could be very, very viable for them. They could use the bat in the lineup. Obviously, he's a great third baseman, still relatively young. It would be a great signing for the New York Mets to bring him in. And that brings up another guy, Pete Alonso, still out there.
I don't know why they don't sign him. And then you got two big bats to go along with Soto and the others. And they got a tough New York Met lineup.
There is a DH in the National League now. You can't afford to have a guy. You can't afford to have two first basemen or two third basemen, because you can rotate them and you can make one the DH every other night and it will work for you. I won't be surprised. I know that they say the Mets and Pete Alonso are still falling apart. I know he wants to get paid a lot of money, but he's the face of that franchise still, even with Juan Soto coming in. And it would do them both a very, very good to bring him back to New York. I hope to see it happen.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Hey, did you hear what CM Punk said about your boy Hulk Hogan?
No.
With the WWE? Oh, that's some good stuff. You know, Punk's a buddy of mine, and I know Hogan too. So CM Punk said, put Hogan in the Royal Rumble, and I will throw his dusty ass over the top rope, and I will kill Hulkamania forever.
I have a feeling that there's a law against throwing old people out of rings, but I'm not sure where they're having that Royal Rumble, but I'd have to look at the laws.
It's coming up on Groundhog Day. I don't know where it's coming up, and I don't, you know, some of the worst television I ever seen as far as wrestling and angles is Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah.
Why they keep putting this son of a bitch with the blonde girl, Morgan, or whoever, Rhea Ripley, this guy couldn't get heat if he tried.
Well, they're trying.
I mean, just sad television.
They're trying as hard as they can. Maybe it's the name. They love the name Dominic Mysterio. Put it on someone else and get some play.
It's none other than the New York Mets for not signing Pete Alonso. What is wrong with you people, man? You know, I'm telling you, I agree with you earlier that I believe that Pete Alonso has been holding out, hoping that the Mets will step up like a grown-ass man should after all he did for them last year, keep it in the playoffs, and give him a good contract and keep him in New York where he belongs. And that's what I got to say about that.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing all over the world.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, we kill the Mets, but we help the Mets. With all you Met fans listening, tell them to get Bregman and Alonso to go along with the king, the home run guy, and Soto. And you got one hell of a ball team there. You got good pitching. You got everything else. And maybe that'll take you over to promised land.
Well, sometimes this is the thing about baseball, is that you can bring in all the free agent signings you want. You can fill your clubhouse with the best players in the world. And I think it worked for the Dodgers last year because they had some humility in Freddie Freeman, who came out and was lights out and doesn't care for the big lights and he doesn't care for the credit. He just goes out there and plays ball, and he was a stud and an MVP of the World Series. You got a guy like Mookie Betts who does care for the spotlight but is good no matter what. And they had a team that put it together and won the World Series, but that doesn't work every year. They're bringing in new guys, new egos. So that's the only hope we have, that these Los Angeles Dodgers can implode from the inside. And believe me, I am hoping for it. I'm here for it.
Well, let me tell you something, Jeffrey. I've been in many, many locker rooms with so many egos. There's only one baseball to go around, and they start getting jealous because they're not getting the pub. You know, and then you start going out with this good-looking blonde in L.A., and she's telling you, honey, I can't believe they don't ever see, I never see you on TV like I used to. What happened? What do you mean what happened? You know, I'm getting paid more money. I'm a bigger star now, but I don't get on TV enough. See, that's what's going to happen with the Dodgers. That ego that hits out of L.A. because it's La La Land. What have you done for me lately? We'll find out. But I tell you who's going to have a trouble, I believe, this year is the New York Yankees.
Yes, they've done poorly. They should have figured out a way to keep Soto. They should have brought in a big arm. There's so many problems that are going to happen with them. But, I mean, how can you get a great free agent when the Dodgers are signing them all?
Well, Cashman's no idiot.
No.
And he's got a bankroll that's, you know, the size of the state of Texas. I mean, you could sign whoever you want to sign. Sign him.
He should sign Max Scherzer already because that's the kind of arm that could fix the New York Yankees. Hey, we got to run, Eddie. Tell him goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover. Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.